It's just dawned on me that I'm doing a lot of audio recording of little ditties like this in my shed. I seem to be spending a lot of time in my shed. Since I decided not to travel internationally as much, try to be a little bit more eco, and having a very quiet January, it's very easy for me to hang around in the UK. So when I say quiet, I'm still non-stop, but mostly working on personal projects. And I've been working on turning my very basic introduction to podcasting, which was like an hour last time I delivered that, to a 5-hour epic, the basics of podcasting. It's still the basics. There's still so much you can do, and I like to have a lot of practical time in that. So I'm in the shed. I've been in the shed all day, and I feel like I've got a chunk of good stuff done. And so, I should hope so. I've been here for 12 hours. 12 hours. I went for lunch. I went for dinner. I watched an episode of Star Wars Rebels with the kids and read to them at bedtime. All the rest of the time, I've been in the shed. Procrastinating a bit, looking at super lightweight Bromptons. I seem to be returning to this theme. I'm lusting after something I don't necessarily need, because I have a bike and I have a Brompton, but I do notice myself not carrying the, and I could pass, and there's another member of the family that could really do with the Brompton. So here's me thinking, well, I'll just upgrade to a super light sub 9 kilo, if that's even possible, folder, and I'm bound to take that absolutely everywhere. And I was thinking of all these projects I could do on it, and yada yada, and it wouldn't be a cheap project to build one, and but God, just what beautiful engineering, a beautiful bit of kit. It's a, you know, I don't pay for a gym. When I'm not running, I could be cycling, and I could be doing some serious distance. So I'm very easily, you know, sellable on these things. I can sell myself these things 10 times over from 15 different angles. So I should just stop looking at this kind of stuff. But that took up, 45 minutes, and I was looking at record storage for another 30 minutes, and it soon goes, doesn't it? Soon goes. But that's job done now, he says, as in end of the day. And I'm going to go and take a book to bed. Rough night last night. The wind and the rain set off my car alarm and the next door neighbour's car alarm. So it must have been this kind of isolated, weird little mini tornado or something. I don't know, for cars to rock that much in the wind. But I've half asleep right in the middle of REM, I was. And I was fiddling, pressing the buttons, and I pressed every button, locked, unlocked, locked, unlocked, and finally the alarm went off, and then I fall asleep, and then I realise that one of the buttons I pressed was the boot release, and there's just driving sideways rain outside, and I was just picturing my hatchback lid open and the car just filling with water. And it was weird, because I thought, I've got to do something about this. But I was in bed. I was so warm and I was so comfortable. I thought, for me to go and do something about that requires me to get up, find the key that I threw on the floor, get dressed, go outside into the freezing cold, have what is effectively a jet wash cold shower. And that is not going to be conducive to me going back to bed at all at whatever it was, 3 a.m. Oh, so I just lay there half awake worrying until 7:15 or whatever it was. And so early night for me tonight. I'm going to take maybe a Kindle or even a papery book to bed. I have a pile to read, but I'm doing pretty good. What did I finish last night? Jekyll and Hyde. Something I've been meaning to read for ages and just wanted a bit of light entertainment, a bit of mild, hard to read horror. Not hard because it's scary, absolutely not scary. More of a thriller, really, I guess. But the words just kind of slowed me down because you're trying to get your head around some old English. Not old English, but older English. Yeah, so it's switch off the lights, set the attack drones onto guard duty, and head into the house. hope you're not procrastinating, like listening to this or anything, wherever you are. Oh, I found there's a couple of really cool ways of not using audio boot. Should the time come when things just get really totally broken. I've still got DMs because I didn't upload the app. But, I really love this platform and I just wish it would keep hosting everything forevermore. But I wish it would think about the content creators and the audio creators that are out there. And there's a podcasting app I've found. What's it called? It's got a really naff name, like Easy Podcasting or something like that. And it is super simple app and it's very basic in its design, but it enables you to upload audio simply into WordPress, and it's got a lot of functionality. The fact you can import from places like VRP7, Voice Recorder Pro 7, which is a great audio editing app. You can do some pretty advanced ish editing, you know, snip the middles out as well as the top and the tails, and for stuff like this, for just speaking, rambling on like I am, and then uploading to the web. This little app, which is kind of an orangey, beigey, from my memory, app with a big red circle in the middle. If you search podcasting, you should find it. Probably iOS only, by the looks of things. I just fear that if that's the only way to upload, it's doing your XML file, or it's using WordPress to do your XML file. And obviously WordPress is doing your RSS feed, and it's just creating effectively a blog post with an audio file in it. So there must be a million different ways of doing it on a phone. So if the app does fail on you, you can just continue and your XML file will be updated as normal. Surely? Maybe? Anyway, thinking out loud now, aren't I? Yeah, leave you to it. Take care.